guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about your options, whether you're 18, 25, 35, 50, whatever. What are your options if you want to change your vocation and do something different, or do your first job, but you don't feel like going to college? Now, one of the reasons why I say it might be a good thing to disregard college is that, number one, 85% of college professors are female. So you're going to very much get a gender-biased education. Number two is that 95% of them are left-leaning, either liberal or left. And the only reason that, and I'm not here to debate politics tonight, but the point is saying that you're only going to get one view of the world, which is feminist or female and kind of left-leaning. So if you don't want either of those to be your predominant way of learning, you have to look for something else. The other thing is the average cost of a college education is coming out of school with $40,000 in debt. It doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, well, it depends, I guess. To some of you, it could sound like a lot. To others of you, you know, the average price of a new car is $36,000. So you could say it's the cost of a new car without getting a car. You could, you know, pay it down in 7 years. But while you're paying those 7 years, you probably can't afford an actual real new car. You may have to have an old beater. So let's talk about some of the options that you can, that you have, so that if you want, and I'm going to record this here for us, but this will give you an idea of some of the options that you might have available to you and why I think it's actually better to go with a blue-collar job. I'm going to use myself as an example. I did high school, and then I went off, and I did actually two semesters in college, and then I realized it wasn't for me. It was just at a local college, and I just wasn't ready to keep learning. So I went into the military, and I did that for 4 years, did law enforcement in the Air Force, and when I got out, I could have continued on being law enforcement, but it just wasn't my thing. I didn't choose. It was, I went in under general, which is they can assign you any job. And my first two choices were taken, which were both in electronics and computers. So I ended up getting assigned being a cop. And it wasn't even like a canine unit, which is really what I would have rather been. But after I got out, I had my GI Bill, which was worth about 13 grand. And I took some more classes, but I never finished with a full associate's degree. I forget how many credit hours I had, but I had a semester or two left. But I got a great job opportunity and I took it. And since then, I just took job opportunity after job opportunity, and it led me all the way up to working for a Fortune 500 company with a six-figure salary. No college, no college degree. So you can actually get an associate's degree, and they, and most of the studies that I've read, most associate's degrees will actually out-earn a lot of the four-year degrees because you don't need degrees. Now, you may say times are changed or whatever, but let's read the article and then we'll talk about that a little bit more. It says here, college isn't suited for everyone, so it's a good thing that bachelor's degrees aren't a prerequisite for success. There's vocational schools, institutions that teach and provide certification for trades, are well adapted for potential laborers and workers who enjoy working with their hands in the field. A good example would be, for example, like Cisco. Cisco has CCIE, so they have different certifications. Most of them are in the $1,200 range, but if you get one or two of those and you're good at what you do, you can go work for IBM, Microsoft, a lot of hardware companies, Cisco itself, and they'll start you usually between $60,000 and $80,000 a year. So a small investment to get in, but if you just have a high school degree but you have those certificates, you can get in. In the 1970s, America saw a decline in the popularity of vocational jobs as the prestige of academic degrees rose. Millennials are the most educated generation in history, but many still struggle to find employment out of college. Unemployment for young people is at about 14%. That's because they're getting worthless degrees. Your poli-sci and your, you know, whatever, your journalism degrees, whatever, they're not going to get you there. The demand for blue-collar jobs, meanwhile, is high. As reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 3.9 million job opportunities that require vocational training, many of which surprisingly pay extremely well. Now, not all of these are going to be for you. Some of these jobs you're going to read and be like, nah, man, that's not for me. I'd suggest you probably want to find something that's both fun and a good income. However, I want you to hear some of these salaries that you can get into, okay? An elevator installer. That's not repairman. That's an installer. Okay. Average salary, $73K. 10% top, $105K. Some states require certification or work as an apprentice beforehand. Let's see. Predict demand to exceedingly increase by 2020. So now, underwater welder. This one looked fun. I actually thought about looking into this. Average salary, $50K. Top 10% is $100K, just about. Some of them make $300,000. And where that $300,000 a year is job is usually being an underwater welder on an oil rig or an oil derrick or something like that out in the ocean. So can you imagine making $300K a year just being a welder and a diver at the same time? Now, yes, you need to be a master diver, have your master diver certification in most cases, and you need to know how to weld and underwater weld. But that small investment in the beginning, and you can weld anywhere in the country, and you could also be a diving, a certified diving instructor, which can be incredibly fun. You can go vacation all around the world if you're into that and go diving, and you can also make really big bank. Power distributors and dispatchers. Average annual salary, $78K, top 10%, $108K. Certification from vocational school and a license throughout the Nuclear Regulatory Commission if operating with reactors. And there's many career advancement opportunities within this field. Here's a simple one. Technicians of personalized pool routes, $75,000 to $80,000. Average hourly wage, age between 60 and 120. Required knowledge of pool chemicals and owning a business. So you could work for somebody else as a pool cleaner or whatever, learn how to do it, start your own business. Millwrights, average salary, $50K, top 10%ers, $75. You need to know how to weld, and getting a certification for welding, starting out as an apprentice. Chemical plant system operators, $60K, average top 10%ers are $80K down in Texas. Within plastics, the plastics product manufacturing industry, the average operator makes $66,000. Boilermakers. So one of my father's friends is a boilermaker, and if you look for the right job, so this one says average salary $60,000. Top 10%ers get almost $90,000, and you have to have an apprenticeship. Average boilermaker within the electric power generation transmission distribution industries makes $71K. A friend of my father's who's now been retired, he was a boilermaker, and he used to travel around the world. So he'd go to the Philippines, Thailand, Australia, New Zealand, so on and so forth. Electricians, starting average $55K, top is $85K. Within the amusement industry, makes an average of $85K. Locomotive engineers, $57K. Top 10%, $77K. Construction managers, average is $95K, top is $150K. Yes, you need Construction Management Association of America certification. So my whole point to this one is that, you know, so many times we hear college, or let's say you're doing something right now and you're not happy in it, and you say, yes, but if I start over, I'm going to start from scratch again, and, you know, I'm going to lose X amount. There are some really good jobs out there that, again, all I'm saying is maybe these on this list aren't what you're looking for, but maybe it's time to poke around a little bit if you've been out there for a while and doing something you don't love, and you may have to clean up some bills a little bit and get things squared away, but it's never too late to change. I mean, I'm 47 here, and I'm going to be changing my vocation. I mean, right now I'm kind of semi-retired because I'm not working while I build my bus, but I'm not going back to, more than likely, I'm not going back to network engineering, so I'll find something else. But there's a lot of jobs out there that you can find. And if you're just getting started, don't feel like you have to do college, because a lot of people that are coming out of college, unless you have a STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, unless you have that degree, you're going to find it's very hard to pay back college. In many cases, you can get an engineering degree, you can get an engineering job. You can get a computer engineering job, for example, like I had. Network engineering you can do. I don't know about electrical engineering or machine engineering or different things like that. Mechanical engineering, that's what I'm looking for. So guys, I'll put it there for you that there are options out there for you. And if you feel like you're just getting started and college just isn't your thing, maybe take a look around and see what's out there. Give it a shot. And you never know, you might find something you enjoy a whole lot more than what you're currently doing. Or if you're getting geared up to get into the work world and you're not sure where to go, maybe do a little digging. I think there might be some things out there that give you a surprise. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you to all of you that have. And of course, the best way you can support my work is three things. You can follow, you can comment, you can like, you can share. You can, that's more than three things, isn't it? And you can also go back and look at some of my old videos because, you know, all of them are relatively new and they all have interesting information. I'll leave it there, guys. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.